Welcome to the series by Christopher Peter, part of your experience with the Christopher Peter Review. What a great weekend of sports. There were many great performances and unexpected results. Football is the one sport that anything can happen, and we saw that this weekend. So let us dive right into the great action that took place. The week started off with our first snow game. The Pittsburgh Steelers took their talent to Cleveland to face off against the Browns in a snowfield contest. Well, maybe they left their talent in a Crisher Stadium because they dropped a divisional game to a team that lost its starting quarterback, traded away its top receiver, and could not beat a cold for most of the season. On a short week, following a gritty win to hold first place, the Steelers gave up ground in their race for the AFC North crown. That is because the Ravens ended the week with a third win in the Harbaugh Bowl, with older brother John beating younger brother Jim, coming off a NCAA championship in Los Angeles. The Chargers started off good, but the Ravens proved to be too much for them. The Detroit Lions continue to win as they defeated the Indianapolis Colts to reach 10 wins to 1 loss. They look poised for another appearance in the NFC Championship game as they are somewhat cruising to another division tight. The Packers hope to have some say in the race, keeping close with a blowout win over the injured 49ers. The Chiefs win close to a team that is so ready for the NFL draft. The Carolina Panthers have played better, but the Chiefs were not able to put a great deal of distance between them. And how about them Cowboys who beat the Commanders, who have now dropped two straight divisional games? The Cowboys seem to be poised for a high draft pick, but played with some heart to go into DC and beat the Commanders and their former defensive coordinator Dan Quinn. Crazy game. The biggest game of the week and the game changer was my Philadelphia Eagles going into Los Angeles and dominating the Rams. Not because they defeated the Rams, but because of the historic game that our star running back Saquon Barkley had, where he gained 250 yards running with an additional 47 receiving as well as two touchdowns of 70 yards. John Mara probably did not sleep well after seeing those runs. The Eagles have really found their identity and are playing great football. Philly football is based around the run, and kudos to Nick Sirianni for listening to his players when they asked him to focus more on the ground game. The Eagles have a dynamic attack when they are able to run the ball at will, complete medium pass, and strike deep when the opportunity presents itself, rather than forcing deep throws. Really liking the complementary style of football that we are playing right now. Our defense is so locked in right now. Even when teams have success early, they make adjustments and eventually get control of the game. The offense seems to figure out how defenses are attacking them and adjust to exploit weaknesses. This is why you remain patient when you have a talented roster with a head coach and staff that prove to be able to put the team in winning positions. Next week will be a tough challenge going into Baltimore and facing a Ravens team that is playing well. But the Eagles are positioned well to capture the division and make a run if they can stay healthy and continue building each week. Now, let me talk a quick bit about college football. This is clearly a new era in college football. New playoffs, new conference matchups, new rules regarding paying players, a new and exciting game that keeps fans engaged and opportunity available to the best teams throughout the whole season. I like the fact that one loss or two losses in competitive conferences will not automatically knock a team out of contention. An undefeated team in a non-power conference may be impressive, but the level of play is not the same as what Georgia has to face, what Alabama, Texas, Ohio State, Oregon, and Michigan have to face. Teams like Notre Dame should be able to overcome a blunder without being automatically on the outside looking in. We are not used to seeing Alabama play without consistency for this long into a season for quite some time. Alabama taking on Oklahoma was a blue-chip matchup between two historic programs, but both are not yet back at their primes. The Oklahoma Sooners, a middle-of-the-pack team right now, easily won this matchup. But, luckily for us fans, there will be more matchups in the future. Not a two-and-done series. Ohio State won its big matchup against undefeated Indiana. And all that is left is its annual matchup with the Wolverines of the University of Michigan. Imagine if the Wolverines can continue their win streak in this series and pull off the major upset without Jim Harbaugh or J.J. McCarthy on the field. A lot of pressure on the Buckeyes. Outside of the actual on-field action, the big story of the week came from the New York Football Giants, where they released their starting quarterback Daniel Jones, a quarterback they drafted in the first round and made a top 10 pick. Jones was selected to be the heir apparent to Eli Manning, a two-time Super Bowl champion, who was at the end of his era. Like many franchises, the Giants did not get the initial choice right in replacing their outgoing future Hall of Fame quarterback. Coming out of Duke, Daniel Jones did show some promise with an ability to extend plays with his running ability to try to offset his throwing inefficiencies and propensity to turn the football over through interceptions of sack fumbles. Many times in sports, especially nowadays, the perspective of a player is shaped by the reported salaries they receive, as well as the players that are not able to be retained because of the cap situation perceived to be impacted by their salary, fairly or unfairly. The defining moment for the Giants' season is the decision to retain a $40 million quarterback and not their star running back who would have cost them $13 million. Everything gets magnified in the Big Apple. But, for the Giants, they were not helped by their ill-fated appearance on the initial Hard Knocks off-season edition. I am sure every front office have candid conversations like the one Joe Shen had about Saquon Barkley. At the end of the day, football is a business and decisions must be made based on perceived value. These decisions are not always right and many times unpopular, but many times they are made out of the public's eye. Once the Giants lost Saquon to the rival Philadelphia Eagles, the national media had a dynamic storyline that would prove to be a goldmine. From that moment, the Giants chose Daniel Jones. They chose to give him the generational contract, not a running back. Now they chose to retain him at full cost, not perceived to make any real effort to retain the face of their franchise. Everything in New York gets magnified fairly or unfairly. The Giants made their bed and they saw their decision proved to be clearly the wrong one. Barkley is having a career year and the Giants were forced to part ways with the quarterback they chose over the past over star who continues to shine with their rival. The biggest challenge for NFL quarterbacks is that they must deliver and there is no time for a learning curve. No longer will there be a four-year period to get acclimated to the game and develop into a star. If you are drafted in the first round or even the second round, you better be ready sooner than later. Because along with the big investments that come with your draft position, there are expectations and pressure. I am sure that there will be no team willing to take part in the next off-season edition of Hard Knocks. If there is a second go-around, there will probably be a bit more secrecy and purposeful avoidance of any marketable off-the-cuff remarks that can be repeated throughout the season. General managers, head coaches, and owners will be more guarded in what is said around cameras. The interesting aspect was the conflicts between the Giants and the worldwide leader in sports following potshots from L. Duncan, which the Giants' front office took offense to. While the Giants created the mess, they cannot expect grace from the media who is basically clickbait at this point. ESPN has jettisoned journalists in favor of content creators and sports influencers. In the age of social media content generation, even SportsCenter needs to have clips recycled on social media or it might find itself down the same path as Around the Horn. A big thank you to all of you in the audience. Your viewership is appreciated and valued. Please continue to visit the Christopher Peter Review at www.crcreview.com.